let's work through a couple of these just to get you used to how the chart works. Once we have this page filled out, it'll be a chord reference. We could look up any chord symbol that you might run across in your sheet music that has chord symbols above the written melody, and you'll know how to spell it and play it. It's kind of like looking up a word in the dictionary to know how to spell it or how to use it in a sentence. Let me remind you too, when you look at chord symbols in your music, you'll probably see symbols that we haven't worked with yet, like a 7, a 9, 11, a 13, or maybe a flat sign behind or in front of those numbers. Just read the letter name and the quality for now. In the appendix, I have a variety of symbols you may encounter, and I've supplied a clarification for you so that you can still begin applying these reading chord symbols to your music.